Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Gia Lai News, Gia Lai with News Update broadcast on FM Radio from Quy Nhơn. Good evening and welcome to Gia Lai News.
This morning, the Gia Lai Provincial Police held the long ceremony at Nguyễn Tất Thành Square to kick off a major campaign targeting crime suppression and ensuring absolute safety during upcoming national celebrations and party congresses at all levels, leading up to the 14th National Congress of the Communist Party of Vietnam. The campaign will run from July 18th to September 18th, focusing on an aggressive and coordinated effort to combat on trials of crime. Police forces across the province will be fully mobilized to dismantle organized criminal groups and tackle crimes related to loan sharking, extortion, robbery, and theft. Authorities are determined to prevent the emergence or resurgence of criminal hotspots, particularly those linked to drug trafficking and social vice. The operation aims to generate greater momentum and effectiveness than routine policing efforts, contributing to crime reduction and maintaining public order and safety throughout the province. During the campaign, Gia Lai Police will implement comprehensive and synchronized measures, including early detection, proactive forecasting, and close monitoring of local situations. The efforts will allow them to identify potential threats and address security-related issues firmly in each locality and sector. Recognizing the campaign's critical political importance, provincial police leaders have called on officers and personnel to uphold a revolutionary, proactive spirit. They are urged to maintain unity, overcome challenges, and remain committed to fulfilling their duties with excellency, thereby reinforcing public trust in the people's police force at all levels.
This morning, July the 18th, Mr. Nguyễn Tuấn Anh, member of the Standing Committee of the Provincial Party Committee and Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, held a working session with the leadership team of Bertaw Commune to evaluate the results of the political tasks implemented after more than half of a month of the new local government's operation. The newly established Bertaw Commune was formed based on the reorganization of the entire area and population of the former Churang and Bertaw communes. After over half a month of operating, the two-tier local government system, the local party committee and authorities have successfully issued working regulations, assigned responsibilities, defined functions, duties, and powers of the units, received and established public service units. The arrangement and consolidation of the administrative apparatus of Bertaw Commune's People's Committee following the two-tier local government model has basically been completed, addressing immediately difficulties and ensuring relatively stable administrative operations to support effective direction and governance. In his remarks, Vice Chairman Nguyễn Tuấn Anh highly appreciated the initial achievements of the entire political system in Bertaw Commune in implementing the new local government. Especially noteworthy is the effective operation of the administrative procedures at the Communal Public Service Center, which has been received by residents. He expressed his hope that in the coming time, local party committees and authorities will continue to review all ongoing work, implement fundamental solutions to remove difficulties and obstacles, and unlock resources to drive investment attraction and implement connecting projects that promote the socio-economic development of the area in the remaining months of 2025 and beyond.
Army Corps 34 convened a conference this afternoon to review the implementation of its five-year coastal infrastructure development plan for the 2021 to 2025 period, with a long-term vision extending to 2030. Over the past 5 years, units within the Corps have creatively and effectively carried out the plan to build a comprehensive and synchronized cultural system. The efforts have significantly enhanced the spiritual and cultural life of officers and soldiers. Key initiatives have included the regular improvement and modernization of traditional halls, Ho Chi Minh rooms, political education rooms, and reading rooms, and equipped with up-to-date facilities. Corps personnel at the graduate level have received professional training organized by the Corps and the Training Department of Ballistics. In addition, museums and traditional spaces have actively organized mobile exhibitions and displays to promote revolutionary tradition among officers, soldiers, and local communities. In coming term, Army Corps 34 will continue investing in infrastructure and innovating its activities, especially by expanding the soldiers' clubs model to enhance cultural assets and creativity for all servicemen. The efforts aim to contribute to the development of a modern military culture that upholds the legacy of Uncle soldiers in the new era.
In response to the emergence of African swine fever, ASF, in multiple provinces nationwide, including confirmed outbreaks in Yalai, Vice Chairman of the Provincial People's Committee, Yu Matip, on July the 7th, signed Emergency Telegram No. 1, directing local departments and authorities to urgently implement decisive and coordinated measures to contain the disease. Under the directive, communes and wards where outbreaks have been detected must promptly enforce strict containment measures to control and eliminate the disease, preventing it from spreading. In cases where the outbreak escalates or spreads rapidly, commune-level people's committee chairpersons are authorized to declare an epidemic and must coordinate with local veterinary stations and public security forces to inspect farms and slaughterhouses, properly handle infected or dead pigs, and ensure disinfection of high-risk areas. The directive also prohibits concealing outbreaks, illegal slaughter or sale of infected animals, and the dumping of carcasses. It calls for increased sanitation efforts and stricter enforcement to protect the environment and public health. In affected areas, authorities are instructed to intensify public communication, raise awareness among farmers, and promote biosecurity practices. Border and neighboring localities, especially those adjacent to Đắk Lắk, Quảng Ngãi, and Cambodia, must work closely with specialized forces to prevent and detect illegal transport of animals and animal products into the province.
Despite being approved in 2019, the Nam Pleiku Industrial Park project developed by Yuse Rubber One Member Limited Company with a total investment of over 476 billion VND has faced multiple setbacks and remains inactive. After more than 5 years of implementation, several components of the project has been contrasted and licensed, including roads and drainage system along Route D4, a wastewater treatment plant, fire prevention and control system, Bridgeboro. Despite being approved in 2019, the Nam Pleiku Industrial Park project developed by Yuse Rubber One Member Limited Company with a total investment of over 476 billion VND has faced multiple setbacks and remains inactive. After more than 5 years of implementation, several components of the project has been contrasted and licensed, including roads and drainage system along Route D4, a wastewater treatment plant, fire prevention and control system, drainage system, and wastewater pipelines along Route 13. However, the project has yet to complete its infrastructure synchronously due to planning-related obstacles. The current road blocks stem from unresolved issues with the project's master plan, which prevents progress on infrastructure beyond the approved boundaries. The inspector announced urging Yalai Province to approve the investment policy for several components outside the original planning scope. This is essential to clearing legal bottlenecks and enabled the industrial park to become operational by 2025. And that's the end of the news today. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.